Hello, you are welcome. We are with Treptow Band. First, I want to ask you what is the meaning of the Treptow? Is that a special word in German or you created
it? It's a district. It's a district of Berlin, actually. So we got really creative and took the name of a district of Berlin. And it's actually the district where I would say the band lives and where we rehearsed for 6 years and we recorded the first album there. So it was really, yeah, a close thought to name ourselves like this.
Okay, so before I ask my main question, I want to ask you please give us some information about your groups, about your philosophy, about your what kind of inspiration you have, from where do you get your inspiration? So shortly, if you say this, and then I will ask.
Well, I think first of all, we just want to give hope with our music. So it's a crucial part of our songwriting to not just give a sad feeling or anything, but give hope to people and to give a good feeling on stage and to show people that life is wonderful. I think this is something we want to transport with our music, and it's very important to us to also give like a message. Not only political, but sometimes political, but always about society, even though if it's just in the details of the songs, of the song lyrics or whatever. So we always try to transport a certain way of living, a certain way of openness, of the good life.
So you are in this situation like this is also my dream to travel the world and share with the world my experiences, my artwork, and that's for me it's so cool. So as a Treptow, you has performed more than 200 concerts. So you traveled half the world with your music. So this is so cool. It reminds me, Seyyah, I don't know, did you hear about that word? Seyyah is meaning traditional travelers. So Seyyah collects stories by traveling city to city, country to country. So your situation is a little bit different. You are sharing your music with the world by traveling. The question is, what does it bring you to travel the world with the music?
Oh, I would say a lot. First of all, meeting lots of great people, getting to know really, really great countries and cultures. And on the other hand, it's a great experience to actually go to countries, to city where this is actually sometimes a provocation to play rock music, because there was no rock music since 10 years or even more. And it's great to connect with people. Sometimes the people don't even understand the language, because even though we are playing abroad, we're still not you know, talking and singing in English or in another language. It's just still the German language. So it's still interesting to connect with the people through the music, and I think that's it's just a great thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. And it's just a vibe we're spreading on stage, basically, that connects to the people. So it's not the language, definitely not, because German is, it's a very hard language for foreigners, mostly. And so we connect over the vibe and over the good mood. So, yeah, we try to smile a lot.
That's so cool. So, how do you're traveling, and this is a multicultural trips also. So, how do your multicultural trips affect your music?
Oh, I mean, we try to work together with local musicians every time where we are abroad.
Yeah, we even released an EP with a band from Tajik, and it's we just try to take every time we go to a different country, we try to take something from it, like musically, and it's just great. It's great inspiration, and you worship your own music more if you know about music in different countries, and it's a great experience.
Yeah, it's so cool. I think that if I be a part of that kind of band, I will be proud of myself. And when I looked map and with my colleague, I will say, we were there. We had that experiences in there. With your traveling, do you have a plan to travel the countries, or just it's improv, they are calling you and you are going there?
I mean, for improvisation, it's too big. So if you travel to Uzbekistan or Tajikistan, you cannot just say, let's fly there and improvise. Mm-hmm. So there is a plan. We have local partners there. It's planned a long time beforehand. Usually, I would say half a year to a year before. So we think about what can we do there. Where could we play? What is the goal of the whole thing? So there's plenty of ideas.
Yeah, who is there to visit, musicians or even schools or universities or whatever. So what places can we go to that might be interested in German music? And that's the whole thing.
Yeah, there's another question. I will first read the description, then I will ask the question. So when I search about you, there's one sentence that affect me. I want to ask, they say, Ihre Botschaft ist eindeutig. Kein Wegduchen vor kantigen Aussagen, sondern Selbstkante zeigen und zwar für Verfund, Weltoffenheit und Vielfalt. The message is clear. Don't duck away from edgy statements, but show your own edge, namely for reason, cosmopolitanism and diversity. So what does this mean? This is your main message, your main philosophy, and I think there's a lot of thing to say about this.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it was very important to not just doing music as a thing for ourselves or for itself, but actually to make a little change, to make at least the little change we can make actually with our music, with the gift we have, which is making music and reaching people and connecting with people. So especially with the times, with the political times changing a lot, for us it was very important to get a message out and to actually to say what we are thinking about the current situation. So it was very important. We didn't do this too much in the past, before our second album, but for us it was a very, very important thing to change that. And I think I'm really proud that we did it.
Yeah, we're getting older and more responsible for things that we do. No, but it's just the idea of spending our time with things that really matter. So we want to make our music matter to people and or for people, and that's very important to us.
To show an attitude, that's the word I was missing, to have an attitude to actually the things we are releasing and we are saying.
Yeah, this is so cool answer you said, we want to make our music matter. That's so cool. I also wondering your kitchen. While you are creating songs, while you are deciding to use some tracks in your song, how political change affects your music? For example, there is the Ukraine war. Is that war affecting your music? And in Middle East or in around world, there is some political issues. How does that kind of things affect your music, and what are you doing against it?
I mean, it's quite simple. Like, politics affect society, and society affects us, since we live in society. So, and our community is affected by society again, and so on and so on. I mean, we kind of live in a little beautiful bubble in Berlin with lots of artists around and musicians and people that are living diversity and openness and everything similar to that. But like, if you look around and if you try to look outside of your own bubble, then you might find things that are not fitting in your own view to the world. So, and this is something that really touches us and makes us to we just want to change things. Of course, with our music, kind of like we can change things with music. So this is what we try to do.
Yeah, thank you. I also wondering your good experiences while you're traveling. You traveled to a lot of countries, and I can imagine that there's a good experiences and bad experiences. So maybe one example about bad experiences, if you go a really radical Islamic country, maybe they block you, they say don't do this, don't say this song and make this kind of experiences. So can you tell me that you can start with bad if you want, or you can start with a good one, you can decide it.
Well, to be honest, like, we never had super bad experiences when we've played abroad. But of course, I mean, we traveled to countries that were like, the government were checking our lyrics, and they were checking our shows. Like, we had secret service at our shows, we had military at our shows, and I don't know. Like, it was not a dangerous situation for us. Not one second, but it just feels a bit strange, because these are things that we are, like, we live in Germany, and it's luxury not having like censorship, and like, our government is not that strict, like, kind of, you know, like, it's, we're free, and we're free people here in Germany, and this is, it's just impressive seeing this and experiencing this.
Yeah, it's basically making you yourself aware of what you actually have here. And
thank you.
That's just a change of perspective, I would say. Even though, like Philip said, we didn't have bad experiences, but just the feeling to know, okay, there is Secret Service, there's all this governmental or state-related things going on with your gig, makes you just aware of it. But besides that, we were very lucky that we didn't have any censorships or any bad experiences in that way. But we know that we are very lucky about this. So it's nothing which comes, just comes. It's always, this freedom is something you have to fight for, actually, and you have to hold it up.
Yeah, that's right. I heard some experiences from the other part of our arts or music group. In some Islamic countries, like Qatar or whatever, they blocked by they have no allowance to drink beer, for example. So this is also maybe self blocked. You, when you go there, automatically you know that, okay, we cannot do that.
I mean, of course this depends. I mean, if the culture says, okay, there is no beer allowed, there are, or let's say, short trousers.
No, yeah.
We're both here. You can see it. We're in the radio, but we're both here with short trousers. Of course, in many countries, it's just not feasible, not good, not very well seen to wear short trousers. for me, this is no censorship. This is more like adaptation to the local culture we mm-hmm. actually want to do when we visit this country. So of course we wear long trousers there. Let's say just as a little
respect.
Respect. Absolutely. We're guests there. So.
Exactly. Yeah, we're guests. So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
That's so cool. So the last is not question. What do you want to say to the normally our audience, our listeners from Tübingen, Reutlingen, Rothenburg, but think about that whole world is listening you. Do you have a message as a trap toe to the world?
The world just changed a lot, and like Europe changed, like the whole world changed. Germany changed a lot during the last years, and I think it's a bit repetitive now, but like I think we should just fight for our freedom and just fight against racism and all the bullshit in the world that is dragging us down.
Okay, thank you so much being with us, with Tevele. So I hope your wish happens. This is also our wish. We are against sexism, against racism, discrimination. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.